Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM SFU Campus, and this is Free Voices. I am one of your hosts, Celia DeLuca, and also in the studio is Fahima.
Hello, everyone.
And today we'll have special guest Wegadesk on, our returning faithful guest who's been, you know, coming back to the show, and also another special guest, Priyansh, the production coordinator at CJSF, and a shout out to Kwai Ainge, and we also have Carnivore in the room.
Hello.
Wow.
Yes. So we will be right back after our first song. Are we lined up there?
We are, yes.
Excellent. And the name of that... Sorry. What is
someone else's song? Yes.
Yes. What is this?
We've got "Ain't Gonna Hush,"
yes.
The Bop Flick Sessions version of "Sarah Mai," and this is from about 6 years ago. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 SFU Campus, and you're listening to Free Voices. So we also will have another guest on our show later on, Mary, also talking about our subject, and I'll introduce that in a moment. And I also wanted to share that we are on the unceded traditional ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, Katsi, and... Tsleil-Waututh and Squamish Nations. And so there we go. So the subject today is on, the subject is power. So a very big, lofty subject, definitely can't be covered in one show, but we're going to share some views on that today. So I looked up the definition because I thought, okay, I have my own views of what power is, but then my mind was going to so many different areas. So the one that I saw that seems to speak to what we're talking about here is, and there'll be different perspectives, of course, someone or something, such as an organization or country, so or an individual that has, and I added, impact, influence, or control over others. I added influence and impact because control is one aspect of power, but influence and there we go. Often because of authority, importance, wealth, or personal. I would add personal persuasion or that type of thing. So that is what we are covering today, and we're going to have one of our first guests that will be coming up in a little bit is Wegedesk. And
wonderful.
He's going to be taking us through breathing to help us get relaxed and get some extra oxygen in our bloodstream and everything.
Fantastic.
And feeling good. And then we'll ask him for his views on power and then carry on. So we're going to do another song. We'll go lead into our next song. And Connor, what is our next song here?
We've got Forming the Void. Ooh. After Earth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Voices. So our subject today is power, and we have Wegadesk on the line. Welcome, Wegadesk.
Hi there, guys. I'm so honored to be on with Eagle Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for hosting us. And I'm super excited for these three deep breaths.
Yes, wow. Let's do the deep breaths.
My reception isn't the best, so I'm just going to keep going. And let's get ready for the deep breaths with relaxing our...
Oh, nope. There we... Oh, we've yep. lost Wegadesk. So,
we'll try to get Wegadesk back here, everybody.
Yes. Yes. So just... if you're seated in your chair or lying down, just close your eyes and be aware of the different tightnesses in your body and just send relaxation and easing those muscles, just being prepared and ready. And so we're going to take three deep breaths. Wegadesk, we may get back in a little bit, but once you feel your body very relaxed and ready, just take in one deep breath. Letting in, bringing in all the goodness and all the positivity.
Hello.
And one exhale. And as you exhale, just allow it to keep easing out, letting go of all negativity and all tension. And as you take back in another deep breath, bringing in all positivity and goodness.
Wow.
And out.
That's
poor Wegadesk, we lost him at a critical moment. So if it sounded a little bit bumpy, it was because we were trying to do our best. But we're working on getting him back because he's the master of helping lead us through.
Testing 1, 2. Is this Wegadesk?
There we go.
Wegadesk is back. Now we get the master.
All right,
let's help us.
Let's do three breaths, part two. Yes, once more, my friend.
Okay, let's do it, guys. Yeah, relax those shoulders, the jaw, the belly, your toes, your fingers, and let's take in that beautiful, wonderful air that the forests and the water and the sky has given to us, all the way in through the nose in 3, 2, 1. Let it all go. Let absolutely everything go with that exhale, and let's do 2 more of those, all the way in. One more. Get that life in ya. And then let it go. Wow, so good.
Whoa.
I'm glad you called back. We're back in.
Lovely.
Thank you.
We just lost you at a critical moment, but we've made a good recapture there. Wegadesk, we'd love to hear your words on and thoughts on power.
That's right. And when I heard power was the topic today, I immediately thought about how lucky we are to have any power at all. The rocks, you know, they do have a particular type of power, but not the kind of power that I'm talking about with our will, our ability to change things and actually have light to comprehend stuff. Mm-hmm. The water, you know, it does have power too, but not the power to get up of the puddle where it is. Water just falls wherever it's put. You know, the trees, how much power do they have? They're very strong, again, physically strong, but, you know, you can even chop one down and the only scream is it hitting the ground, you know? Mm-hmm. So the power that we have is so, so special to move things and change our world. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's such an honor to be a part of Eagle Nation and this radio show and all the listeners around the world and the universe. You guys are all a part of our family as we're building and creating a special type of power amongst ourselves. And it's special because it's modern. It's special because it's right now. It's special because it encompasses all of our experiences that have created us to be the individuals that we are. And when enough individuals, you know, come together and work in a particular way, that's when real, real power happens. And so that's what I've got to say about power. And I'm definitely just going to stay on the line to hear at least what one other person has to say about power, because there's a lot of powerful people in that room.
Yes. Wow. Thank you. Oh, lovely. It's so interesting. It can go in so many directions. When you were speaking, Wegedesk, I thought about transcendental meditation and how there was a mass transcendental meditation event that happened quite a few years ago. It was probably the 90s or maybe the late 80s even, like quite a long time ago. And the crime rates in that city, violent crime rates and like that type of thing went actually measurably down. Have you heard of that one?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So there's that invisible power, right? The part that we can't see sometimes, right? So that's what really, part of what you were saying really triggered me to think of that. Like, it's like, wow, yeah, power can come in so many different packages, right?
Yeah, 100%. And when a lot of us are involved and all feeling and thinking the same way, that's when, the higher power gets connected. So I really wish everybody there a connection with their highest power.
Yes.
And all the love and prosperity to each and every one of us out there. Thank you so much,
guys. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
That was Wegedesk and his breathing. We made it through there, and his comments on power. We're going to be lining up for another song here, and then right after that, we'll have our other special guest, Priyansh, come, and we'll be having a chat there.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine. I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine. I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to be speaking to our next guest shortly. And that song that we just heard was a request from Squite Sheklek, another guest who will be coming on in a few minutes later. So, yeah, that was good. Walk the Line. So, by Johnny Cash. So our next guest is Priyansh, and he wears many hats and is one of the people who works with CJSF radio station. And welcome, Priyansh.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, Free Voices.
It's good to be here. Our pleasure. And I understand this is their first time in front of the mic here at the radio show. This is a lovely treat for us.
Yep, my debut on air.
Lovely, lovely. Now, what is your role at CJSF?
So I'm the production coordinator here at CJSF. So, mm-hmm. You know, dealing with all the audio video production stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow, that is a lot.
And next week, I'll complete 1 year. In this position.
Wow, yes. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm sure there's many things that go on that are involved in that role.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping us running, and that's why we stay afloat sometimes here.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, like starting from all the PSAs and, you know, station IDs and just like, you know, editing metadata of stuff and just like, you know, editing the Studio 6 sessions and... Yeah.
Lovely. Lovely. Now, I understand you're also a student at SFU. Could you tell us more about what your involvement is educationally, like the direction you're heading?
Yeah, sure thing. So I'm doing my major in psychology. I'm a third year and I'm like, you know, more interested towards like cognitive psychology, which is like cognitive psychology entails like the mental processes, you know, like perception or learning or, you know, problem solving. So, you know,
Lovely. All
that.
Lovely.
And then apart from that, I'm also a peer mentor at the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences.
Yes.
So like, you know, all the new and the incoming students and that one doesn't have to be necessarily new. So, you know, like we get assigned to like students and like we help them like, you know, through the university life and, you know, just like connecting them to resources and just like act as a mentor for them.
Oh, beautiful. So. That's lovely. So like mostly the like new students coming to SFU, is that right?
Mostly them and, you know, and one doesn't have to be necessarily a new student. Yeah. So, you know, first years or, you know, early second years. But
yeah. Well, I mean, it can be quite a nerve-wracking experience initially with everything being so new for students and that type of thing. So I'm sure that it's a lovely reassurance and confidence builder to have someone who is more experienced and knowledgeable show where different things are and the resources available and help get a bit of a lay of the land.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, like, I wish I knew about this thing, like, during my time here, because
right?
it's such a great resource. And, you know, it's like we are like a paraprofessional, you know, appointed by the university. So, you know, mm-hmm. not just like, you know, it's very different from like simply seeing an academic advisor or something. You
right.
know, it's kind of like a student and
right.
Someone who's experienced and like, you know, knows about the resources and just like, you know, help you connecting with the right people.
Has more it's called peer mentor.
Yeah.
So it's got a kind of a more friendly and not casual, but yeah, exactly. Lovely. Now, I also understand that you have other hats that you wear, like you're involved in a choir. Did you want to tell us more about that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So apart from all this, like I am in the SFU choir and since 2022 and I sing with them as a tenor. And I'm also an exec there, so I'm their concerts manager. And, you know, I, like, organize concerts for them. And I also, like, do production stuff for them as well, like audio-video production. And my production journey, it, like, started from there. It began from there.
Really?
Yeah.
And I mean, it does provide such important support for all sorts of aspects of life, you know, in different organizations and stuff. So now, is it too late for people to join the choir if they want to, or...
Oh, so like today is like the last day.
Oh, good timing.
So yeah, we like give a time frame of like the first three rehearsals.
Yes.
Because after that, you know, we have like gone too far and it's
right.
like hard
yeah.
for someone
It'll
to
be
cope
hard
up.
Hard to catch
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
If they don't want to join, is there going to be opportunities for people to listen to the choir or how does that work?
Absolutely. So, like, if one doesn't want to join, they can also, like, it's not just students who are in choir. It's right. like faculty right. and staff as well. So, like,
oh,
some students also run into their TAs, you know, and they're like, oh, you're my TA for that course. You sing here too. And they're like, yeah, we sing.
That's nice. It kind of has a bit of an equalizing idea, I would think, because everybody's singing together. That's lovely.
And so, like, when we, like, you know, a month before our concerts, we like start marketing it, like on our social media and promoting it. And like we poster around community and on campus.
Fantastic. So people can follow on Instagram or on the social media of some sort and be able to know what's going on with the choir at any given point, I guess.
Yep.
Is that right?
Instagram is like SFU Choir Official.
Uh-huh.
So, and
excellent.
And SFU Choir on YouTube.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Now, I would love to hear more because we're delving into very interesting aspects of how you're involved in the community and personally in your life and stuff. But I did want to ask you about our topic today, which is power, and would love to hear your thoughts on that.
You know, it's like it's a quite interesting thing to me, and so like I can go into detail about it, but my answer. Like a short answer would be like, you know, power for me is knowledge. And, you know, and there's a very common question that, you know, people ask their friends and, you know, their acquaintances. Oh, if you had $1 billion and if you had like, you know, so much money, what would you do with it? Like there, that's also a definition of power, you know, like financial power.
Yes.
And, you know, but for me, it has always been like that, you know, if I had like an unlimited amount of money, I wouldn't have to like worry about getting a job. I would just like keep doing different majors and just like studying, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Because like I love learning and, you know, just like gathering like knowledge about different aspects and like different fields. So it's like I find it super intriguing. But like, you know, I can't always keep studying. So I have to like go out and like, you know, find a job and work. So.
All these practical things getting in the way of our passions.
So I feel that knowledge is something.